Thanks for checking out the Reveal Vineyard podcast. Our mission is simple. Find God, find others, find yourself. That's it. We hope through these conversations, your spirit will be stirred. For more information on Reveal, you can visit our website at www.revealvineyard.com.
Been praying about the message this morning to share. And I want to talk and share about the kingdom of God. And your worship really blessed me, Pastor Marty. Of all the places I have been, this really, even when you're practicing, it just was grabbing my heart. So thank you so much. And so Jesus in his ministry, the most things he talked about, most of the time that he talked about the kingdom of God. Even after his resurrection, it says in Acts, the first chapter, verse number 3, that 40 days after the crucifixion, he kept on appearing to his apostles from time to time. And he talked to them most of the time about the kingdom of God. We also know that when Jesus was asked to teach them how to pray, Jesus taught them the Lord's Prayer that says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And this is what the kingdom, this is what the message of Jesus was, that he came. The kingdom of God is the rule and reign of God happening on earth. And it is demonstrated by the signs and wonders and the power of God being manifested. It is also expressed, or it is also demonstrated by people's life getting transformed by the power of God. And so the kingdom of God happens through the power of the Holy Spirit moving through his followers, moving through ordinary people. And we see the same thing happen, that Jesus was anointed in Acts, the 10th chapter, verse number 38. One of my favorite verses, it says, "And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." It makes a difference in our lives when God is with us. You know, Pastor Marty was sharing, staying in touch with God. So I want to talk a little bit about it. One of the passages that has really impressed upon me, upon my heart, is from Acts, the 5th chapter, verses 12 to 15. It talks about how the apostle performed many signs and wonders among the people. And the passage ends with, it says, "And then Peter, he was walking down the street, and the people will bring their sick people, and they will lay them down on the sidewalks, so that when Peter walks by, his shadow would fall on them, and they will get healed." And that has really, really fascinated me. And I just felt that there was so much anointing on the Peter that even his shadow was anointed of him. And it seemed like that his anointing was just oozing out. So for lack of a better word, I started to call it the oozing anointing. But with that, I also started to realize the oozing anointing is actually the result of the oozing presence of God in that person. And I started to hunger for that oozing presence of the Lord, not necessarily so that there'll be signs and wonder, but for who God is. And a deep hunger for more of him. I felt the Holy Spirit started to show me some of the thing using simple illustration. And a lot of time, you know, you hear the Holy Spirit faintly. And as I kept on praying, "Lord, show me, teach me about this thing." And I started to hear him whisper, giving me these different thoughts and different insights. And as I was starting to prepare to come to the United States and wanted to share some message here, and the Holy Spirit kept on taking me back and showing me, giving me that illustration. But that I started to just argue, "Lord, this is so simple. The people are so educated. They're, you know, I can't use this, such a simple illustration." And then I was reminded that how Jesus would use illustration from daily life to teach the people the things of God, the things of kingdom of God, because they were able to understand this simple illustration so that they would be able to understand and relate to what the Lord was trying to speak to them. And so, you know, one of the things we do is we take risk when we are not sure, but we feel that the Holy Spirit is prompting you, It's not about us, so we just take the risk. And so that's what I'm going to do. I want to share a simple illustration with you, using this illustration to teach about the presence of God making a huge impact on our lives and making it Christ-like to impact other people's life. And so maybe you can put that illustration there. It's a very simple illustration. And here is a nail, and then also we have a paper clip. Now, if you try to take this nail and try to attach a paper clip to this, nothing is going to happen because the nail by itself has no power. And so I brought it here, you know, so people in front can see. I might try however hard, but nothing is going to happen. And but if I take this magnet, let's go to the next one. If I take this magnet and if I attach this nail is going to stick to that because the power of magnet is coming to this nail, and this is converting this ordinary piece of metal. The power of magnetism is being transferred to this, and so that this ordinary piece of metal in turn is going to be magnetized. And so this is how the kingdom of God works in our lives. So I'm going to try to explain a little bit more about this. And so by contact with the magnet, the magnetic power is passed on or transferred onto the ordinary piece of metal. I caught on to when you said about use the word contact just before I came on the stage. This is what is important. This is what the Lord wants for us to stay continuously in touch with Him, continuously with Him. Because if we are not attached to Him, if we are not in contact with Him, our life is not going to be transformed. Our life is going to be just hollow and empty. We may try however we might, but nothing is going to happen to our life. And so the ordinary piece of metal, when it comes in touch with the magnet, is no longer ordinary, but starts to display the same properties and the likeness of the magnet. The ordinary is transformed into extraordinary, and the same is in our life, in our relationship with Christ. The ordinary life, when it is in touch, when it is in contact, when it is engaged with Jesus Christ, is transformed from ordinary life into the extraordinary life. And as long as it remains in touch or engaged with the magnet, it will display the same property as that of the magnet. But if you separate this piece of metal from the magnet, it will lose its magnetic power. This likeness of magnet in ordinary metal when in contact with magnet represents the likeness of Christ with us when we remain with Him or in touch with Him. Let me just say it again. Staying in contact or staying engaged with the magnet is what makes the ordinary magnet or ordinary piece of metal into a magnet also. But away from the magnet, this becomes ineffective. It once again becomes an ordinary piece of metal. And so the contact between the two, between the magnet and the piece of metal, is what brings the transformation into this ordinary piece. And this contact between the two, it reflects the relationship of togetherness. It represents the relationship of oneness, the intimacy with Jesus Christ. In John, the 15th chapter, verse number 5 says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." I hope it is making sense. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So closer the ordinary piece of metal is to the magnet, the more likeness of magnet will be seen. You know, if I move it a little bit further, it will still have. But if I move it too far, this will cease to reflect the likeness of the magnet. Same way it is with our relationship with Lord Jesus Christ. The closer we are to the Christ in our relationship, the more likeness of Christ will be seen in our life. The further we move the magnet, that likeness of the magnet is also removed from the ordinary piece of metal. The same is true with the kingdom of God working in our life. The more intimacy we have with the Lord, the more likeness of Jesus Christ and his power will be able to display in our life, both in words and also in action. And just like a break in contact with the magnet would erode the magnetic power from this ordinary piece of metal, in the same way, any break in our intimacy, in our intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, would also start to erode our likeness of being by Christ-like. And that's why the Lord says, if a man remain in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. And remain in him means a continuous contact with him without any break. It means uninterrupted intimacy with Christ. How is it possible that we can stay uninterrupted contact with Jesus Christ, uninterrupted intimacy with him? And I was thinking about it. I thought of the book by Brother Lawrence. He was an 18th century monk who wrote a book called Practicing His Presence. That means he decided that no matter whatever he was doing, he's going to just think about God. He's going to think about Christ, and he's going to meditate. He's going to bless him and all. And so a lot of time he will forget, but he said it's okay. When you remember, you pick up from where you left. And so it was not just a formal time of prayer, but it was just the rest of the time, whether he was chopping onions or whatever he was doing, there was an attitude of prayer and worship and blessing him. And that is what being together means. That is what it means to be practicing his presence, the uninterrupted intimacy with God. And it is not a struggle. A lot of time we feel the prayer is a struggle. Being in his presence is a struggle. But it is not a struggle at all. It is just resting in him. Resting in him is just letting go of yourself. And I usually use this illustration. We bought a house. I don't know how to swim. And we hired someone to, you know, teach me swimming. And the harder I will try, I'll just keep sinking. And the guy would keep telling me, you got to let go. You got to let go. I said, I'm trying to let go. I'm trying to relax. But one day, suddenly, something happened. And I let go, and I started to float. And right away, the Holy Spirit said to me, it's the same way with me. It's not about the struggle. It is about you letting go, and my grace will keep you afloat. And that is what the resting in him. Practicing his presence, being in intimacy with him, so we are Christ-like all the time. It is not a struggle. It is like two lovers deeply in love with each other. They don't have to struggle to think about each other, you know. It just happens. A lot of times they're not even aware whether they stopped at the stop sign or they just, you know, drove through. Why? Because they're so much in love with each other. It's the same way with our love with Lord Jesus Christ. Totally surrounded with his presence. Acts 17:28 says, for in him we live and move and have our being. It's like a baby in the womb of a mom, just totally surrounded. The mom sustaining, the mom providing the security and nurturing and everything. Just totally immersed in the presence of God. Soaked in his presence like a dry sponge in an oil. So when you take the dry sponge and dip it in the oil and you let it stay there, and when you take it out, it'll drip the oil wherever it will go. The dripping anointing. Peter would walk by and his shadow would fall. He wasn't even trying or praying. His shadow would fall and the people would be raised up from being sick. It is that dripping anointing, is the dripping presence of God, being in deep intimacy with him. The more intimacy we have, the more presence we will carry. More of his presence is actually, once again, more of his anointing, the oozing anointing. What just like in a magnet is set apart from an ordinary piece of metal. How, if I give these two, you know, if you didn't know, and if I would ask, you know, which one is magnet, the one that exhibits or demonstrates the property of the magnet is the magnet. In the same way, what sets us apart if we are true followers of Jesus Christ, it is the presence of Jesus Christ that we carry in our life. That is what sets us apart from others. In Exodus, the 33rd chapter, verse 16 says, "For your presence among us sets us apart from all other people." His presence in us is what is going to make the difference as we go and proclaim the kingdom of God to the people who are lost. When Christ is seen in us, in our words, in our actions, especially in a country like India, where there are people of different faith, they got to see something different in our life. They got to see the character of Christ. They got to see his integrity in us. They got to know that we are trustworthy people, that we are people who have compassionate, who have a kind heart, that who do not reject or judge people, but we are the people, because Christ dwells in us, that we are willing to reach out to them. We are willing to bring healing to them. This is what is going to make difference. The Christ in us, the likeness of Christ. But that likeness is going to come when we stay in touch with the magnet, when we stay in touch with him, when we have that uninterrupted intimacy with Christ, because that is what empowers us. And so just like the magnet is always attracting, the Holy Spirit is always wooing us. The Holy Spirit is always calling us. The Holy Spirit is always inviting us. One of my favorite verses is Psalm 27, verse 8. It says, "My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me." And my heart responds, "Lord, I'm coming." This is from New Living Translation. His invitation is for us to come and talk with him. It's a hard thing. And so the question is, when we hear the faint promptings of the Holy Spirit, how are we going to respond? Are we going to respond like Samuel said, "Lord, come and speak to me"? My desire is, "Lord, come and overwhelm me." I was thrilled. I was blessed when we were singing, "Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Our God is healer. He's awesome in power." And my heart heard him say, "Come, talk with me." And my heart responds, "Lord, I'm coming. I'm coming. I want more of him. I want a heart that would burn all the time with passion for Christ, that nothing would satisfy. I just don't want to go through the living my life, you know, day by day, just going through the motion. I want my life to be counted for something. I want my life to be filled with his presence so that I, in turn, can bring others to Christ, and they, in turn, can bring others to the hope that we have in Christ." But that is going to happen only if we are in intimacy, if we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. The further we go, the power is eroded. The same way in our life, the further we go away from that intimacy, we might not be aware. You might still think that we have the same power, but it's going to continue to erode. And so I'm going to just finish it here and just hand it back to Pastor Marty. Just want to share that again, two verses. From John 15:5, where he talks about that if you remain in me and I remain in you, you'll bear much fruit. We want to see kingdom happening. We want to reach out to the people who are lost. We want to bring hope. But that's going to happen only if we remain in him and he in us. For without him, we can do nothing. And then going back to, our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Our God is healer. Awesome in power.
And my heart is hearing him say, come and talk with me. And my heart cries out to him and say, Lord, I'm coming. So I hope this encourages you, Pastor Marty.